Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We heard from University of Buffalo men's head basketball coach George Halkovich III a little bit earlier in the program. And now we're going to hear from Syracuse head basketball coach Adrian Autry. The two teams will hook up October 25th. That's next Saturday for an exhibition at KeyBank Center in downtown Buffalo. Joining me on the West Her Hotline right now is Coach Red Autry. Coach, welcome to the program. It's Sal Capaccio here in Buffalo. Good to talk to you again.
How you doing? Good talking to you.
You too. Before I do anything, Coach, I want to tell you, I still say to this day, the shot against Missouri with a minute left in 1994 should have counted, all right? I just want you to know that.
I was watching that the other day. Yeah, it should have counted.
Coach was on his knees falling, and the ball went in, and they didn't count. It should have been an and one. The game ultimately goes to overtime. You were 1 year ahead of me at Syracuse University, so I watched your career unfold and obviously followed your career path to where you are today. What's it been like for you to be a lifer pretty much at Syracuse for so long? I know you had a couple detours along the way, but really been at Syracuse for a long time under Coach Boeheim, both as a player and coach, and now the head men's basketball coach. What's that been like for you?
It's a dream come true, you know, and, you know, once I finished playing my playing days here, you know, I didn't know if I would be back and didn't really, to be honest, it didn't really kind of cross my mind. And then as my professional career started winding down and started my family, I actually took a visit back up here and just didn't realize just how much, you know, this place, how special this place was and how much I missed this place. And not knowing, you know, probably 3 years later that I'll be back here raising my family here and living here and working for Coach. So it's really, you know, a dream come true.
And obviously you took over Coach Boeheim just a few years ago. Team has not been to the NCAA tournament in 5 years, but a lot of optimism around the program this year, Coach. What's different about this year's program that gives you confidence you guys can take the next step?
You know, I think you know, everything, the rules changed and everything kind of, you know, as we all know, the NIL space and everything. So I think it took us some time as a university, as a program to kind of adapt and adjust to that. And I thought, you know, under John Weilhack, our leadership, our AD, he did a phenomenal job of making a quick pivot and getting us up to speed. And I think, you know, this year, you know, it is accumulation of those first 2 years that we had from, you know, a little bit of success, not the success that we expect, that we wanted the first year, but, you know, moving in the right direction. Then last year was obviously a dip. And I think, you know, this year is a combination of not only from a program standpoint, but even me from a staff and coaching and how we build things and how things need to be. I think it's, you know, that's accumulation of these last 2 years. So that's where the excitement is for me and the excitement is for, you know, the buzz around our program right now.
I asked Coach Halkovich this when he joined me last hour. I'll ask you the same question. Is the situation with NIL and Portal, if you don't embrace it, you're going to be left behind? And this is the rules now. These are the changes. And even if you don't like it, you have to kind of embrace it and you have to kind of roll with the times or else you're not going to be left around.
No question. I mean, I think it's if you don't, you will be left behind. And I think every program, every school has adapted to it. You know, some quicker than others, some, you know, slowly, you know, whatever it is. But, you know, it's a fact. If you don't embrace it, you have no chance. You have no chance.
Adrian Autry joining me here on the West Her Hotline. All right, Coach, let's talk a little bit about your team. And look, I know there's a lot of players to get to, but of course, a name that everybody's going to be familiar with, the last name Anthony, Kion Anthony, commits to Syracuse University. Tell us through the recruiting process and landing Kion and what that meant to your program after obviously having Carmelo as such a big legacy part of Syracuse University.
You know, it was a well thought out process. It was really, you know, I think on both ends, you know, I know on us particularly, you know, we really had to make sure that this was going to work. And, you know, he passed the test every year. You know, he just kept getting better, and it's a credit to Kyan. And even talking to Melo through the process, you know, it was clear that he wanted to forge his own path. And obviously, you know, he has a great relationship with his dad. But, you know, he had to check some boxes for us, and we had to check some boxes for him. So, you know, I think it all aligned, you know, him getting better, him, you know, wanting to forge his own way, him, you know, being different, you know, him just, you know, Kyan just consistently getting better each year, you know, never started in high school until his senior year, but he just kept going and playing on really good teams and getting better each summer. You know, I just saw the development, and again, still a ways to go, but I mean, a talented young man, but he, you know, I think the biggest thing that stood out is that he wanted to forge his own path.
And he's going to join a lineup that includes a couple of returning starters and players. J.J. Starling, a local product, obviously came back to Syracuse. And Donnie Freeman, who may be a little bit incomplete in his college career. I'm excited to see Donnie back in a Syracuse jersey. I think there's some questions that would happen. How excited are you to see those guys return to your lineup?
You know, you want to have returners. You want to have experience. I mean, again, Donnie, played, you know, about 14 games last year. And then, you know, he didn't finish out the end of last year, but you know, our relationship has always been strong, so there was no worry on our end. But you know, everyone, you let it be. But he knew what he wanted to do, and he was committed to it, and we got committed to him. And I think, you know, when JJ, you know, when he finished the season out, and he was committed to come back. You know, those two guys, those are our building blocks. So you know, we went into the portal, we built this team. You know, with the incoming freshmen, you know, we wanted to build around those two. Those two guys were our starting blocks, and build around those guys. So I'm excited, and again, Donnie has really worked hard, changed his body. You know, he's picked up some weight, he grew a little bit, he's moving better. You know, he's fully healthy. He had a really good summer.
Tell us a little bit about some of the other players. I know Sadiq White, obviously a high-level recruit. You get Nate Kings in as well. Tell us a little bit about and some of the fans that might be looking forward to going next Saturday night and what they're going to see on the court from some of your players at Syracuse.
Yeah, you know, you talk about that freshman class. There's a top 10 freshman class in the country. You know, Kyan and Sadiq White. And, you know, Sadiq White is just a big-time athlete, 1% athlete, you know, NBA athlete. But he's more than an athlete. Plays with aggression, you know, is very smart, fast, team player. You know, he just brings a lot to the team on both sides of the ball. You know, you got...
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Luke Fennell, who joined us late from Australia, 6'6 combo guard, can really shoot the ball high IQ. You know, you could tell he's played with older guys. Aaron Womack, obviously, is another freshman that, you know, people don't talk about. 6'6, just continually getting better. And then we brung in, you know, another freshman at the end late, Sheffy Diarra, big body guy, you know, skill, can shoot it, you know, but still is trying to, you know, adjust to the game. You know, he's from Europe, so he's still adjusting to the game. And you know, you talk about our guys that we brought in, you know, you first got to start with the point guard, Nate George from Georgia Tech, you know, one of the best point guards, I believe, in the country. A guy that, you know, led the ACC in assists, you know, still improving from up the road in Toronto. So, you know, we're excited to have him, a guy that's a leader that can get people shots and make shots himself. So, you know, we'll start there. Nate Kings is, you know, one of the best shooters, you know, I've seen since I've been in college. You know, really excited for him. You know, not only is he a catch and shoot guy, he's a movement guy. He's got better. Tyler Betts, he's another guy that, you know, that has really improved and gotten better. He's a big-time recruit coming out of high school. You know, and he had his freshman bumps. You know, people think, oh, he didn't play that much. It's hard to play as freshman. You know, it really is, you know. So, again, I thought he had a really good summer. He's improved, a guy that can shoot it. So, we got a lot of versatility. I probably, you know, William Kyle from UCLA, you know, big time athlete. You're talking about, you know, another 1% athlete, you know, 6'9", 7'3", wingspan, great lob threat, you know, plays above the rim, has an unbelievable motor. So, you know, we're excited. We're excited with the group.
And listen, I mean, I'm a Syracuse junkie. Heck, I remember when you were getting recruited, Coach, to Syracuse University. So I know just from an outsider looking in, for me, you said it, versatility. I love the versatility of this lineup, and that allows you to kind of move things around. How will that allow you to play the game a little bit differently and really match up as the season goes on in a tough ACC?
You know, I think when you got this type of versatility, you know, as a coach, you know, you just got to make sure you really dive into everything and make sure you put the units together that can give you the chance to be successful. And I think, you know, us, our coaching staff, that's what we're doing. We're going to use the preseason, these exhibition games and practice to continue to try to figure out, you know, the best units, because we do have a lot of talent and depth, you know, what works and try different looks.
Syracuse University head men's basketball coach Adrian Autry here on the Wester Hotline. And, Coach, obviously your counterpart over there at Syracuse in the women's side, Felicia Leggett-Jack, we're all very familiar with her here at the University of Buffalo. Mm-hmm. She's a Syracuse grad. She goes back. What's it been like watching the women's program and the success under her coming aboard over the last few years with you kind of side by side right there?
It's exciting. You know, she's just a ball of energy, super positive. You know, I'm sure everyone knows that. And I'm excited to watch her team this year. She's done a phenomenal job. I get a chance to watch them practice pretty much every morning. And I'm always smiling and excited to watch her teams play. They play hard. They play with passion. They play together and they're tough. So sure, you know, things that you guys remember, you know, her teams would be, you know, it's the same here. So it's been fun. Again, she's from here. So, you know, this is, you know, more than a job for her. You know, she loves this place and, you know, we spend a lot of time together, so I'm excited for her and her team. She has a good team this year.
What do you like to do off the court, Coach? Tell everybody a little bit, get familiar with you here in Buffalo.
I know
you spend time with your family and all that, but what do you like to do?
Yeah, you know what? I obviously if I try to get away from basketball and watching stuff, you know, typically, I try to get out there and play golf. I can't play it, but I get out there and I try, you know, in my time. So that's the one thing that I picked up as of late.
Wait, I have to ask you, can you beat Coach Boeheim though in golf? Can you do that?
No one can beat Coach Boeheim as long as he has a scorecard.
I love that. It's a great answer, Coach. Listen, Saturday, October 25th, UB against Syracuse in Buffalo. That's pretty cool. Then, by the way, the KeyBank Center is going to be hosting the NCAA tournament this year as well. So it's really cool. We have a lot of college basketball here in Buffalo, but this is a pretty big time event. It's going to be pretty cool to see you guys come over here and a lot of Orange fans. There'll be a lot of UB fans. Should be a rocking crowd next Saturday. Should be pretty fun, Coach.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. You know, I'm excited for it, you know, and I know that, you know, this, it'll be an exciting game and, you know, just excited to get there and play, you know, get our guys out. And I'm sure Coach George is ready to play somebody else too, right? We're tired of playing against each other, so this will be fun.
That's exactly what he said. He said his guys are ready to play somebody else. Yeah, beating up on each other for a while.
Yeah.
No doubt. Coach, best of luck this year. I know I'm actually coming up for the football game on Saturday because this is a Bills bye week. Normally I'd be with the Bills, but I'm coming up to the football game on Saturday. It's homecoming weekend, so hopefully we can get Fran Brown and the boys to take care of Pitt this weekend as well.
Yeah. They're getting ready, so I'll be there as well, so I'm excited.
All right, Coach. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate you doing this. Best of luck this season.
Okay, take care. All right, bye-bye.
All right, you got it. That is Coach Adrian Autry from Syracuse University. Yeah, and listen, if you don't know, just look it up. It was the 1994 NCAA tournament, Syracuse against Missouri. There's about a minute left in regulation. Very close game. Adrian Autry is the point guard for Syracuse. He had a great second half in this game. Missouri was the number one seed in the bracket. He has the ball right around the foul line. He gets tripped up. He's on the ground. He throws the ball up in the air. It goes in the hoop. They wave it off, Joe. They say, no, no, no. It should have been continuation. They said the foul was on the floor before he got rid of it. He was on his knees when it happened. If that counted, Syracuse wins. But since it didn't, I mean, you know, obviously butterfly effect, you never know. But since it didn't, they go to overtime and they lose. So, tough one. That was 1994, and they have not made the NCAA tournament in 5 years. Exhibition game Saturday at KeyBank Center. And you can go online. You can get tickets, by the way. I believe Syracuse is the host, but go online and get tickets, and you can go to KeyBankCenter.com. That's right, KeyBankCenter.com, if you want to see Syracuse take on UB. And by the way, before that, it's going to be Mike McDonald and Damon taking on Nazareth at 3:30 p.m., All right, we're going to take a time out here. We'll come back. We'll wrap up we'll wrap up the program here on a Wednesday as we head you towards Sabres Live with the Sabres taking on the Senators tonight here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.